Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're going to learn, we're continuing in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Chalim, we're going to learn Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So Mishnah Zayin deals with the area called Surya. Surya, that is really part of Syria, is right near Eretz Yisrael, and it was conquered by David HaMelech, but it was before the entire Eretz Yisrael was conquered, it was a kibush chiluk of all of Eretz Yisrael, so Surya doesn't have the full status of Eretz Yisrael, but it has partial status of Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah talks about Yisrael Shehu Arisin Lovlichav Masuria. Let's say a Jew was a sharecropper in a Nachris field in Surya, meaning we assume that Surya, a Jew, has to be mafkir Shumas Amaisos, but we also assume Yesh Kinyan Biarakum to be mafkir mitei Shumas Amaisos in Surya, that if a non-Jew owns a field in Surya, it's not chayiv in Shumas Amaisos. So what if a non-Jew owns the field, but a Jew is a sharecropper in that field in Surya? So Rav Lazar mechayiv perusim Maisos and Shvius. Rav Lazar says it's chayiv in Maisos and Shvius because we treat it like Eretz Yisrael with regard to Maiser and Shmita. Rav Gamliel Potter. Rav Gamliel says it's Potter because it's owned by a non-Jew, and since it's owned by a non-Jew, it's Potter from and it's in Surya. It's Potter. So even though there's no chiyuv d'oraisa outside of Eretz Yisrael to be mafresh chala, because it says bevoachem el haaretz, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, that's where there's a chiyuv of hafreshes chala. We're going to see in Mishnah Ches that Chazal actually not only were machmir that you should be mafresh chal in Chutz La'aretz, they were doubly machmir. They said that you should be mafresh two chalas in Chutz La'aretz, one to burn and the other one to give to a kohen, because the halacha is that Eretz Ha'amim has tumah, because there are graves all over Eretz Ha'amim that we're not able to find and identify. So midrabanan chala that's hufresh outside. It has to be hufresh outside of Eretz Yisrael, but it's going to be chala tameya. Kohen's not going to be allowed to eat it. You're going to have to burn it. But the Chama said you should also be mafresh chala again and give it to a kohen, so that people won't forget that that's where chala actually goes. So they were misaking that there are two hafrashos of chala that you have to do outside of Eretz Yisrael. One is the real hafrasha midrabanan that they instituted, and you have to burn that because it's tameh. And the other is to remember that chala is really supposed to go to a kohen, so you give hafrasha again to a kohen. So now says our Mishnah, Ram Gamliel Amar Shtei Chalos B'Surya, that you're mafresh two chalas in Surya, because it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Chala Achas. Rabbi Eliezer says no, you only have to be mafresh one chala in Surya because it has a din like Eretz Yisrael. Achzu Kulosh Ram Gamliel, the Kulosh Rabbi Eliezer. So the people started following the kulas of each. The kula of Ram Gamliel, when it came to Maisros and Shemitah, not to, when you're an Aris, not to be Mafresh Maisros, or observe the halachas of Shemitah in Surya, and the kula of Rabbi Eliezer about Chala. So the Jewish sharecroppers in Surya didn't keep the halachas of Shemitah and Maisros in Surya, and they only were Mafresh one hafrash of Chala in Surya. Chazru lino kediv Ram Gamliel b'shtei drachim. But then they changed their mind, and they went back to following Ram Gamliel consistently on both levels. They followed Ram Gamliel because the machlokas is really the same machlokas, meaning this is a big mussar in terms of being consistent in who you follow. It's not that you have to follow the same rabbi every time, but if his shitos are connected with each other, if his shitos are aligned with each other, then they're based on the same idea, then you have to be consistent and follow that shita. And the thing is, the reason why people say you have to follow the same rabbi every time is because a lot of times people are unaware which shitos are really connected and which shitos are not connected. Sometimes it doesn't seem like, what does challah have to do with Trumas and Maestros? A person who is not going to, obviously, is not going to clearly see the connection. So that's why it's important to make sure that one remains consistent. Okay, Mishnah Chesna, Ram Gamliel Omer, Shalosh HaRatzos L'Challah, that there are three areas with regard to the halachos of challah. The first part is the part of Eretz Yisrael that Ezra was Mekadesh, which Kedusha is Kitchalasud Lavo. Meretz Yisrael that Kziv Chala Achas. In the area of Eretz Yisrael, up until Kziv, there is one portion of Chala that we're Mafrish, which you give to a Kohen, and it's eaten by the Kohen and or someone else in his house while Tahar, because it really has the full halachic status of Chala. Now, the second area was the area where there was Kibush Yehoshua, the Ole Mitzrayim, but not the Ole Bavel in the days of Ezra, and that is Mikziv and Nahar Valim and Manashtei Chalos. In the area from Kziv to the east until the river, and from Kziv to the, in the west until the Har Amana, which was originally part of Eretz Yisrael, but Ezra never reconquered it. So then you have to be mafresh two chalas, achas l'ur, one that you burn in the fire, because that part is tameh, it has the din of tumas eretz ha'amim, and va'achas l'kohen, and one that you give to the kohen, so that people should remember that that's where chalas is supposed to belong to. Shel ur yesh l'shir, the one that you burn, you're supposed to give a proper shir, because that's actually the real challah. V'shel kohen ein l'shir, but the, whatever you give to the kohen, there is no shir challah that you have to give, because that was just to remember. It was like a zecher l'davar that it was only that you're supposed to give to a kohen, but it's not really the halacha of challah, not even really a din on a drabanan level. Meaning it's not a drabanan that's based on a daraisa. A second afrasha is a pure drabanan that doesn't even connect to a din daraisa. And then you have a third area of Eretz Yisrael, and that's the area that was never conquered and therefore never became part of Eretz Yisrael. Minahar u'minaman ul'fnim shtei chalos, from the riverbank and from the foot of the Haramana and inward toward the river and toward the mountains toward to the west, meaning the whole area from the riverbank into the river and beyond that, and from the foot of the mountains into the mountains and beyond that. So then you have to be mafresh two chalas, achas l'ur, one to burn, v'achas l'kohen, one to give to the kohen. Shel ur in l'shir, the one that you burn has no shir. V'shel kohen yesh l'shir, but the one that you give to the kohen does have a shir. So the challah that you're mafresh there is not at all connected to any chiyuv of challah midaraisa. So really, it's both completely midrabanan. So if you're going to have to give a shir, we'd rather you give a shir to that which kohen is going to get to eat than to give a shir challah where it's going to get burnt. Meaning in the previous case where there's a connection to the din daraisa of challah, so we said okay, where you're going to give the shear, let that be your first hafrasha, even though that's going to be burnt. But over here, neither of them are connected to a real din daraisa. So if you're going to make one of them the shear challah, you might as well make the one that goes to the kohen that's actually going to get eaten the shear challah. So now the Mishnah talks about where utvul yom ocha, a kohen who is a tvul yom is allowed to eat the challah meaning even the portion that would have been burnt, a kohen is a tvul yom is allowed to eat. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eino Tzarech Tvila. Rabbi Yossi says he doesn't even have to go to the mikveh in order to eat challah outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is even more kal. Not only a Tvul Yom, even someone who didn't even go to the mikveh yet. Tvul Yom means someone went to the mikveh and is waiting for evening to become Tahar. So now we go back to the Tanakhama. V'asuru l'zavim l'zavos nidil yoldos. Challah that you mafresh outside of Eretz Yisrael is aser for zav, zav, nida, yoledes, anyone who has that level of tumah. So if the only kohanim that you can give it to are tameh and have, you know, are zav or whatever, so then you have to be mafresh two parts, two challahs, one that's burnt and the other could be eaten by kohanim who are tameh. The v'nechalas imazara l'shulchan, and this challah, unlike real challah in Eretz Yisrael, could be eaten with a non-kohen sitting at the table. There was no concern midrabanan. I mean, normally when you're dealing with real Isurim, on a daraisa level, we have a halacha that you're not supposed to eat it together with people who are not allowed to eat it, right? Similar to the yochal azava mazava, that you're not supposed to eat, or let's say a more common example or a more known example, not eating milchigs and fleishigs at the same table without a hecker, right? So over here, you're going to have a kohen who's eating challah, and the other people, Yisraelim, non-kohanim, who are not eligible to eat challah, so really they shouldn't be allowed to eat at the same table. But since this isn't real challah, you're allowed to eat it at the same table. V'nisenes l'kol kohen, and it could be given to any kohen, even to someone who's not makpid about eating chulin b'tahara, because normally you would only give it to a kohen who's very careful about tumah and tahara. But over here again, it's not real challah. So let's quickly review what we learned today. Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. So in Mishnah Zayin, we said that that if a Jew is a sharecropper for Novik Chavim in Surya, Rabbi Lezer says that his produce is chayiv in Maestros and Shavias, and Rabbi Gamliel said that it's pater. Rabbi Gamliel said that that in Surya one has to be mafresh two challahs, just like in Chutz Laaretz, and Rabbi Lezer said no, just one challah. And initially, people followed the kulas of both, the kula of Rabbi Gamliel and the kula of Rabbi Eliezer. The Jewish sharecroppers didn't keep Shemitah, they didn't keep Maestros, and they were only mafresh one challah, not two. But then ultimately they decided to consistently follow the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, who had said to me mafresh two challahs, although you're pater from Chumas and Maestros in Surya. Then Mishnah Ches told us that there are three regions as far as the Chiv HaFrashas Challah is concerned. From the area that had Kibush of Ezra, you're mafresh one challah, because that Kedusha still remains. From the area that had Kibush of Yoshua, so you mafresh two challahs, one that goes into the fire, one that gets eaten by a kohen, and the one that goes into a fire that gets burnt it should be the shir challah, 1/24th of the dough. The one that goes to the kohen doesn't have a shir challah. And from the areas that were never conquered in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mafresh two challahs, one that gets burnt and one that goes to the kohen. But in that case, the one that goes to the kohen is the one that has a shir challah, and there are a number of kulas about that challah. Tzvul Yom is allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yossi thinks even someone who never even went to the mikveh yet, and it's usher for people who are tamei to eat it, but you're allowed to eat it together on the same table with someone who's not a kohen, and you can give it to any kohen, even a kohen who's not generally makpid to eat his chulin b'tahara. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Tes.